சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 87 வெர்ஸ் 26. சதேருபனி பூர்வஸ்ய கிபிசோபனிஷத் பவேத் மந்தீகரண பாவாச்ச சங்கராச்சாரிய கன்க்ளூடிங் திஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் திஸ் உபதேச சாஹஸ்ரி, ஹுச் இஸ் இன் த செகண்ட் பார்ட் இன் மெட்ரிக்கல் ஃபார்ம். த லாஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. In the last class, we were seeing the meaning or derivation of the Upanishad word. I gave the derivation, the meaning of that sad, and we have to see the prefixes. Two prefixes are there, upa and ni. Upa plus ni plus sad, put together Upanishad. The sad is the root verb. It has got three meanings we saw. The first meaning, the derivation meaning, is that which is has got a power to weaken. Sad means, the first meaning is to weak. Weak spelling we have to write properly. Weak. Mandikaranam. Weak. That is the first meaning. Second meaning of sad is to destroy. Third meaning of sad is to lead. These are the three meanings. Now it has got a kipi, a suffix. That means suffix is that after the root later it joins, that is called suffix. Before the root, whatever is joined is called prefix. The root is preceded by a letter or two letters, it is called prefix. It is followed by, that is, later whatever comes is called suffix. These are the two we are seeing here in this Upanishad word, which serves as an agent. The kipi is that which is invisible actually. You don't see that suffix in that word. Where we can know it is now? You can know only its formation. After its formation only you come to know, but it is not visible grammatically, but it is there in invisible form. So we have to accept the kripi. Acharya says, an upa ni sat, the kripi comes, the krip suffix comes, therefore Upanishad it becomes. Therefore kripi serves as an agent. It serves as an agent to convert the verb into noun. To convert the verb into a word, into a noun. Like walk, to walk is a verb. To walk. If you add er, walker. Walker means a person who is walking is called walker. So walker is a noun. To walk is a verb. How verb became a noun? That er is called kripi in English. If you want to know, understand, er, walker, walk, that er is kripi. What it does, that er, the kripi, which converts, which serves as an agent to convert the verb into noun. The er has converted the walk verb into walker. Similarly, write, if you add er, quippy, quip. Quip, if you add, it is not quip. Yeah, I'm just for understanding's sake. Ikkada er is visible. But in Upanishad, you don't find any er and all. So, writer it becomes. So, write, to write is a verb. Writer is a noun. Like that, here also, Upa plus Ni plus Sad, that Upanishad, it is a noun, it becomes because of quip. How it becomes a noun? Sad means, first meaning what we say, to weak. Now, Upanishad is that which weakens, weakener. Weakener, and N-E-R, if you join quip, you know, it is called quip. Weak, weakener. Upanishad is that which weakens. What? Samsara. Which weakens your sorrow. It removes your sorrow. Samsara weakener is called Upanishad. Samsara weakener. Similarly, destroy. To destroy is a verb. You add er, destroyer. Upanishad becomes a noun which destroys your ajnanam, ignorance. The destroyer of our ignorance is called Upanishad. Destroyer, destroy plus er, destroyer. Once it is destroyer, it is a noun. What is that which destroys? No? The destroyer is who? No, Upanishad is the destroyer. Destroyer of what? My ignorance. Clear? So, destroyer. You cannot say to destroyer. When you say only verb, to destroy. Once you say destroyer, Upanishad is the destroyer. Of what you put a question? Of ignorance. Whose ignorance? My ignorance. My own ignorance. Second meaning. Then third meaning, to take, to lead, that which leads us to moksha, liberation. That is the third meaning. To lead, to take, to the leader. You see now, lead has become leader. Upanishad is the leader which takes me, holding my hand like blind people always showed away by person who is having eyes. Like that, I am a blind person. No? About my real nature, I am a blind person. Upanishad is holding my hand, leading me to moksha. That's why leader. L-E-A-D, lead, you add E-R, quip, it becomes a leader. Upanishad is a leader. Leader of whom? Leader to what? Moksha. Whom? Those who are in bandha, it leads to moksha. So this is the meaning of sad. Now upa ni we have to see, that I have to explain. Upa means samipa, immediate, very close, immediate meaning. Here immediate meaning. We saw different meanings in Kathopanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad and other Upanishads. Now here a special meaning we are seeing, almost close only, but different way. Upa means immediate. Immediately. One upasarga, that is one prefix. Upa. Then second prefix is ni. In Upanishad, what is the first two letter? What are the first two letters? Upa. Not upma. Upa. Okay, only upa. Immediate. Ni means nischayena, definitely. Definitely. Immediate and definite. That is the meaning of two prefixes. கிளியர். உபசர்க உபசர்கா நீ உபன் உபசர்கா போத் உபசர்காஸ் கிவ் திஸ் மீனிங் இம்மீடியட் அண்ட் டெஃபினிட். நவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு மேக் எ சென்டென்ஸ் உபா பிளஸ் நீ பிளஸ் சது தட் குவிப் இஸ் தேர் ஈஆர் வீக்கனர் டெஸ்ட்ராயர் லீடர். உபனிஷத் இஸ் தட் which immediately, definitely weakens our samsara. Which weakens our samsara or sorrow. Samsara people won't understand. Which weakens our sorrow. Upanishad is the weakener of my sorrow. This is the first meaning. Now, again second meaning you have to add. Upanishad is that which is immediately, definitely destroys my samsara, my ignorance. Samsara we have taken in the beginning, first meaning. So it destroys my ignorance. Destroyer of my ignorance immediately, definitely. This immediately, definitely is very important. Immediately in this life itself, definitely means no doubt in that. Immediately, definitely, it destroys my ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of myself. Atma Ajnanam, destroyer. Upanishad is the destroyer. Clear? Now, third meaning also. Upanishad is that which is immediately, definitely leads me to moksha. Upanishad immediately, definitely leads me to moksha. Now clear? See, in all Upanishads, when we have studied, we don't remember also. Now it is recharging once again. Reinforcement, what you already received, that is there in your mind, you can again recollect. This is the meaning of Upanishad. Now, one more point. The Upanishad is a book. It is a text, Mundakopanishad, which we are going to see from next class, Bhashyam. Upanishad, Mundakopanishad, Kaivalyopanishad, Kenopanishad, like that 10 Upanishads. 10 to 11, 12 Upanishads we have seen. There are many more Upanishads. Upanishad is a text. Upanishad is a text or a book. Can a book give me moksha? Can a book destroy my ignorance? Can a book remove my samsara? Book cannot remove. Okay. If book removes, you hold the book, you will get knowledge. If you hold the book, Upanishad, Mundakopanishad, if you hold it in your hand, you will be liberated. If book gives moksha. In spite of holding books so tightly, we are not getting moksha. In spite of holding book, we are not free from ignorance. Then what gives moksha? The content. Upanishad is a book. Its content. The book is a container. In that container book, there is a content called wisdom, knowledge. The wisdom, even words cannot remove ignorance. Upanishad means words, Vedic words. Yo Brahmanam, some mantras if you what you remember, Yo Vedanihitam Guhayam, if you chant those words, are you liberated? Can Shabda liberate? Just words, utterance liberate? No. Can it remove my samsara? No. Just words cannot remove my ignorance. Just words cannot destroy my samsara. Just words cannot take me to moksha. Book by itself cannot give moksha. Words by themselves cannot give moksha. But the content of that book, that is wisdom. The wisdom which is there in that Upanishad, it has to be unfolded. The knowledge, the wisdom in that book, Upanishad name, that book which has got Upanishad, which has got a wisdom content. The container is book, but what is that content? Wisdom, Atma Jnanam, that Brahma Vidya. That content removes my ignorance. That content, the wisdom, gives knowledge. That wisdom removes my samsara, my ignorance. That wisdom takes me to moksha. So, what is important now? Meaning, artha. That shabda artha is important. The meaning is important. Pada artha is important. Not just chanting mantras. Swamini, I want to buy heart Mundakopanishad. One lady asked me, one student, I want to buy heart Mundakopanishad. I want to buy heart another Mandukyopanishad. By buy hearting Kanthapatham, are you going to get moksha? It is Kantha Shosha, really speaking. Like a parrot, if you go on chanting, you will get punyam. You don't say it is waste, but you get punyam. Chitta Shuddhi, lot of punya you will get. But that shabda utterance cannot remove my ignorance. That shabda has to be unfolded in a proper manner by a guru. I have to expose to that unfoldment. When guru reveals that wisdom which is there in that Upanishad, when I listen from my guru, then only I will get knowledge. Not just by holding the book, not by just parayanam, nothing can come. What is the wisdom in that Upanishad? I have to extract. There are lot of things in the Upanishad. What is the purport? What is the tatparyam? What is the exact meaning? I have to extract with the help of my guru. I alone cannot do that. My guru helps me how to extract. So this is the meaning of Upanishad. Therefore Acharya says, my Upadesha Sahasri is that text which I am going to start. This Upodghata Adhyaya, introduction. This is that Upadesha Sahasri is not separate from Upanishadic wisdom. Why use the word Upanishad in 26th shloka? Why he has to use that word Upanishad? Acharya has got the intention. This is the intention. What is the intention? Upanishad is that which contains wisdom, Atma Vidya, Atma Jnanam. My Upadesha Sahasri Grantha also is same content. That's why he quoted a lot of Upanishadic mantras. Brihadaranyaka, Chandogya, Taittireyam. So many Upanishads he has quoted, Acharya. Why? Because it is as good as Upanishad. What? Upadesha Sahasri. If I study Upadesha Sahasri, it is as good as Upanishad. So Acharya gives always Upanishadic quotings everywhere. He quotes. We have to recollect our Upanishadic mantras which we have already completed. With this first chapter is over. Now I will give you the summary of this chapter. Since it is very small chapter, I will finish. If we have time, we'll go to the next chapter. Small chapter. First two shlokas. In the first shloka, it's a Mangala shloka. Prayer verse. For Nirvighna Parisamaptyartham. To get the grace of that Lord to study. Author write to study, to write the book completely without any obstruction. The reader who is reading, studying this text also have to chant the prayer for successful completion of listening. Not only that, for successful understanding, right understanding also. So prayer is very important. Mangala Shlokaha. Then second shloka is Upodghata shlokaha, Avatarika shlokaha. Prakaranam name itself is Upodghata prakaranam. First chapter title is what? Upodghata prakaranam. Introduction. Avatarika means introduction. Introductory shloka. Second shloka is called Avatarika. Avatarika means introduction. Introduction means the shloka tells after Karmakanda you have to come to Jnana Kanda. That is Avatarika. Introduction is what? After completing Karmakanda means rituals, all rituals for length of time, Upasana Kanda, Karmakanda over, Athato Brahma Jignasa. Atha, Ataha. Since Karmakanda, Karma cannot give you moksha, better you have to spend some time every week, weekly twice or thrice you attend classes. Other timings you do your family duties, do rituals, you want go to temple, do puja, but don't miss the class. Who says? Shankaracharya is telling in Avatarika. Come to Jnana Kanda, attend regularly classes, Vedanta classes, attend regularly. The artham, second shloka. Okay, then third shloka onwards, third, fourth and fifth shlokas, Acharya establish Jnanat eva mokshaha. Atma Jnanat eva mokshaha. Na tu karmana. Na karmana. Na prajayadhanena. Not by any amount of karma, but Jnanat eva mokshaha. Then he said there, samsara is a chakram. Raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, in this chakram, vicious cycle it is. Ahankara, mamakara leads to raga, dvesha leads to kama, krodha. Again because of kama you do, again karma, because of karma, again janma to karma, karma to janma, janma to karma, this vicious cycle you have to come out of. Samsara, janana, marana, chakram. One has to gain to be disease. You have to come out. How can you come out? Only through jnanam. Therefore, ajnana is the moola karanam for this vicious cycle. Ajnana is the moola karanam, or ignorance is the moola karanam, root cause of all problems. Physical problems, emotional problems, even physical problems, they themselves will not disturb, really speaking. Our attachment with the physical body only disturbs us. Our attachment with physical body only disturbs us. It is just like when you are working at home, you don't listen the tick-tick-tick-tick sound. You know, that watch is making a noise, tick-tick-tick-tick. But when you lie down before going to sleep, you switch off the lights and all. In the night, all transport, you know, vehicles, everything stopped. Now you listen the tick-tick-tick-tick sound. How you listen? Because you are focusing on that. Your mind is focused. That's why you are listening. But what happened other timings? Your mind is preoccupied. Similarly, body also, when you are so much focusing upon the body only, you feel pain. If you don't focus, you don't feel that much pain. Even emotions also, mind also like that only. If you more identify with the mind emotions, you feel more painful, more disturbing. Otherwise, you don't bother what emotions are going on. When you sit alone, especially in dhyanam, all emotions come to surface. Other timings when you are working, cooking time, other work when you are doing, where does emotions have gone? No. When you lying down, only all emotions comes. And they will not allow you to sleep. How? Because you are identifying, focusing. That is why root cause is because of ignorance. Next, 6th and 7th sloka, Acharya says, karma cannot give moksha, karma cannot destroy ignorance. In 3, 4, 5, jnanam alone gives moksha, it removes samsara chakra, he said. Now, 6 and 7, he says, karma cannot give. It is not capable of giving moksha. It cannot remove ajnana. Your ignorance cannot be removed by karma. Any amount of punya karma you do, it cannot destroy your ignorance. Because ignorance is the karanam for samsara. Therefore, ignorance cannot be destroyed by karma. This is the topic. Karma is unable to destroy our ignorance. Then 8 to 11, Samuchayavada, Purapakshi, comes, introduce 4 vadas, 8 to 11, 4 reasons he gives. You know all those 4 reasons. Now I will tell you the answers, each reason given by Purapakshi, Samuchayavada. I will give that, what he says, and what is the answer Acharya gives. From 8 to 25, he gives the answer. 12 to 25. So 8 to 11, Purapakshis, 4 reasons. First reason what he gave? Veda vihitatvat he gave. அதுக்கு பதில் நம்ம சொல்லணும். சங்கராச்சாரிய கிவ்ஸ் த ஆன்சர். வர்ண ஆசிரம அதீதத்வாத், த ரீசன் ஹி கேவ் வாஸ் கர்ம பிரிஸ்கிரைப்டு பை சாஸ்திரா வேத விஹிதத்வாத் ரீசன் ஹி கேவ். வாட் இஸ் அவர் ஆன்சர் சித்தாந்தி சங்கராச்சாரியஸ் ஆன்சர்? பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் நாட் ரிலவெண்ட் வர்ண ஆசிரம அதீதா ஜ்ஞானி. Jnanam is varna atitam, ashrama atitam. Once you gain jnanam, aham brahmasmi, for which varna? I am atma, pure consciousness. Brahmana atma, kshatriya atma, shudra atma, vaishya atma nirko. Na varna, na ashrama achara dharmaha. I am not either brahmana or kshatriya or vaishya or shudra. I am pure consciousness. That's why Sudras, Chaitanyam, Brahma also same. Vaishyas, Chaitanyam also same. Brahmanas, Chaitanyam is also same. Brahma Mokkate, Parabrahma Mokkate. In all Varanas, no change. But when you come to Vyavaharika level, rituals level, you have to follow Varana. Some people interpret this problem. What problem? I don't have any varna. When they are saying I don't have any varna, from which I standpoint? Paramarthika I, not vachyartha I. Unfortunately, people do not know this. Everyone is Brahman. Everyone is Brahman. From body mind standpoint, everyone is not Brahman. Varna dharma, ashrama dharma, you have to follow. When you are doing vyavahara, everyone is same is not applicable. Therefore, when marriage function or any function comes, front seat, donor seat, where the people who are donors, who are patrons, they are conducting the program, you have to give first seat. Everyone is Brahman, come on, all of you sit. Next time you cannot conduct a program, nobody will give you money. You have to give first row, reserved and vekkanam. You have to give reserved, you have to reserve that seat. And you have to put categorize the seats. 1,000 rupees ticket, 500 rupees ticket, 200 rupees ticket. Madri, here also varna dharma, ashrama dharmas are relevant. Don't mix up. People mix up and mess up. Arakorai jnanam. This is called arakorai padippan solluva. Many people are like that. I've seen, and they are confused, and they think they are not confused, but they are totally confused. You know, they have not studied Shastra. Everyone is same, everyone is not same.
How can they are same? From Vyavaharika Drishti, everyone cannot be same. A person who has studied well and Pandita and illiterate person, they are same. Both of you will give same salary? You cannot give. Manager get different salary, clerk get different salary. Everyone is Brahman. All of you take same salary. How will it work? Cannot be done. So everyone is same. Na samam Brahma. That is true, but paramarthika drishtya. When vyavahara comes, puja comes, vratam comes, any vivaham comes, upanayanam comes, any ritual comes, you have to follow varna dharma, ashrama dharma. All you have to follow. No choice there. Okay. So varna ashrama atita. Jnanam, it takes you varna ashrama atitam. Because I am Brahman. I am not connected to any varna and ashrama. Then, from paramarthika angle. You have to understand. Otherwise, you collectifying the, you will confuse the family members. You cannot invite a servant and call and ask her to sit on the dining table, eat every, along with all of us. I am broad-minded. This is not broad-minded, brood-minded. It is not broad-minded. You are confused in artha. Very difficult. That people create problems in society. Okay, where they have to sit, they have to sit. Clear? You cannot offer. Whom to worship, you have to worship. Who deserve to be worshipped, you have to worship. That's all. Okay. I don't want to go deep into that. Second reason he gave, sahakaritvat. Karma is a sahakari, supportive, he said. For that, Acharya gave the answer, Vidya and karma cannot go together. There is no need of support of karma. Vidya and karma both are opposite to each other. Paraspara virodhatvat, viruddhatvat. Since mutually both are diagonally opposite. Paraspara viruddhatvat. Therefore, sahakaritvam is not possible. Then third reason he gave, pratyavaya doshaha. Then Acharya gave answer, pratyavaya dosha is when it is vidhi is there for him. This is vidhi you have to do. Then only he gets pratyavaya papa. How can he get pratyavaya papa when vidhi is irrelevant for him? For aham brahmasmi jnana vandhukapuram. No varna, no ashrama for him, because he has gone beyond that. He transcended. He or she has transcended that varna dharma, ashrama dharma because of knowledge. That vidhi will not work. It is not applicable. Once vidhi is not applicable, how pratyavaya is applicable? Vidhi is applicable only pratyavaya functions. Pratyavaya papa will come if he vomit, if you won't do. Vomission and commission, vidhi nishedha, when they are there, if only pratyavaya is relevant. Vidhi nishedha is not relevant for him. Pratyavaya also not relevant. Acharya answers. See, samuchyayamada khandana easily in four prashna and four answers. That is very elaborately, if we read, sometimes we forget. He gives in a crisp manner. Samuchyavada khandanam. Easy to remember. Four arguments, four answers. Then fourth reason he gave, agnishtoma tulyatvat, he said. Then Acharya gave answer, your example is vishamam. Agnishtoma is a kamya karma. It is a kamya karma. Moksha, jnanam is a shuddha phalam. It is not kamya karma, it is shuddha phalam. Pure moksha, pure jnanam is shuddham. It doesn't have any expectation or any result orientation. It is not there. Therefore, kamya phalam, it is not kamya phalam. Kamya means what? Expecting something and doing something. Agnihostoma, you expect swarga and perform agnishtoma. Jnanam, you want to get. Expecting what? Expecting something in what? Moksha. Moksha is nothing but your nature. Brahman is your nature. Mukti is your nature. Freedom is your nature. You are not expecting anything. It is not an object to expect. Like a swarga. Therefore, your example is not proper. Then, 26th shloka, upasamhara conclusion. Since jnanam alone give moksha, karma cannot give moksha. Therefore, what? Publicity. One can join Vedanta class. Since karma cannot give moksha, liberation, karma cannot remove your samsara, dukkha, karma cannot remove or karma cannot give that peace, ananda, brahmananda. Therefore, come to Vedanta class, jnana kanda, you get peace of mind, ananda, security, happiness, everything comes. Anandamo anandam, ananda kalip. Ore anandam illa, vanda jnanam vanda anandam illana. You can study, you get relative ananda. Until you get brahmananda, at least little bit konja konja ananda vandunde irukum. If you come to the class, finally amruta dhara, not amruta dhara, you recognize I am amrutam, immortal atman. With this, first chapter is over. Very nice, important chapter. Therefore, now Shankaracharya is going to enter the second chapter known as Pratishedha Prakaranam. Now we will enter the first shloka, we will read. Page 88, first shloka. Pratishedhum ashakyatvat neti neti tisheshitam idam naham idam naham इत्यथा प्रतिपद्यते दिस चैप्टर टाइटल इज प्रतिषेध प्रकरणम प्रकरणम मीन्स चैप्टर प्रतिषेध मीन्स निगेशन बिफोर गोइंग टू द श्लोक एग्जैक्ट मीनिंग आई विल गिव यू द बैकग्राउंड Shastra, the method of teaching is this. Jnanam, that means self-knowledge, I want to get. That means the person who wants to get self-knowledge is called Pramata, the knower. The knower of Atma is called, knower of Atma or knower of anything is called Pramata, the subject. The subject. I the Pramata, the knower. Knower of what? Something or other. Either one thing or other, I know, suppose. I am the Pramata, the subject. Now, what I know is known as object. I know clip. I know mic. I know fan. What I know is different from me. Since I am subject, Pramata, what I know must be different from the subject. What is different from subject is called object. That is object. That means object is known as Prameyam. The subject is called Pramata. Known object, that is called Prameyam. Now, I the Pramata am the subject. What is that Prameyam I want to know? Knowledge about what? Brahman. So Brahman comes under Prameyam. Brahman comes under Prameyam. Because I am the Pramata knower, I want to get knowledge about Brahman. So Brahman knowledge, that Brahman must be the object of knowledge. Because I want to know Brahman, I know Brahman, therefore Brahman becomes the object of knowledge. Prameyam. Brahman is the Prameyam. In Vedanta, parlance. We are talking about, we are not talking about chair knowledge, computer knowledge, anything. நமக்கு வேண்டியது என்ன நாலேஜ்? பிரம்மன் நாலேஜ். So we have to discuss about Brahman only. So when I am the subject pramada knower, I want to know Brahman. Brahman comes under pramayam, object. Okay? Now, how can I know Brahman? I, the pramada, want to know the Brahman who is an object. How? Through pramanam, that is shastra pramanam. Upanishad is the pramanam. Upanishad shabda, Upanishadic statements are come under pramanam, a means of knowledge. It is called instrument. How do you know the color of the flower? You are the knower of the flower. Flower is object. You are the knower of the flower. You are the subject. Through the eyes you know the flower. So eyes come under what? Pramanam, instrument. You are the hearer. You hear the sound. Sound comes under what? Object. Prameyam. Any sound. How you hear? Through what? Ears. So ears comes under what? Pramanam, instruments. That is why we call Shrotra Indriyam, Chakshur Indriyam. They are all called Bahya Karanani. Karanam means Pramanam, instrument. Why it is called Pramanam? Prama Karanam Pramanam. That which gives Prama Jnanam. Therefore, that instrument is called Pramanam. Understand? Nice to learn Sanskrit, see? Beautiful. Why it is called Pramanam? Since it gives Prama, knowledge, therefore it is called Pramanam. Prama, knowledge, Karanam, that which gives, serves as an instrument to give Prama. Therefore, Prama, Karanam, Pramanam. Now, Upanishad, or Upadesha Sastri, or Vedanta texts, they serve as Pramanam. So Upanishadic statements only, no, Prakarna Granthas, Bhagavad Gita, or any other text we study, all are from the basic moolam is Upanishad, Vedantic text. Therefore, Shastra is the Pramanam. Now here, what is our Shastram? Upanishad. Upanishad is Shruti. Shruti is the Pramanam. Now, come. Now you have understood what is Prama, what is Pramanam, what is Prameyam. Prama is called subject. I am. I, the subject, known as Pramata. Pramata, Pramanathinal, Premayattai, na? Prama, varadhi, na? Prameyam, the knower, Pramata, gets the knowledge of Prameyam through Pramanam, and gets Prama. Gets Prama. So, Prama, Pramata, Pramanam, Prameyam, Pramata, Pramanam, Prameyam, Pramanam, Prameyam, Pramata. Heart understand, ellame ore maadhiri irukke swami, prapra prapra. Prapra prapra is there, but meaning is different. Subject, object, instrument, knowledge. Clear? Now come here. Now Upanishad is the Pramanam. By studying Upanishad, I, the Pramata, going to get the knowledge of Brahman. Brahman, if it is an object of knowledge, I am the Pramata, Brahman is Prameyam, Dvaita comes, duality comes. Therefore, you cannot say Upanishad is talking about Brahman as an object. Adida. Why I am talking Prama, Prama, Pramata, Pramanam, Prameyam? Understand now? Upanishad cannot reveal Brahman as an object. If Upanishad reveal, Upanishad Pramanam reveals Brahman as an object, who is the knower of that Brahman object? I am the knower. Then I am the Pramata. So Pramata, I stand apart. Prameyam, Brahman, I am knowing. So subject-object relation. Subject-object division comes. One subject cannot be object, object cannot be Brahman, object cannot be the subject. That means the knower of Brahman always is different because he is a subject. Brahman is different because Brahman is object. Suppose you know this clock. Clock is an object. You are different from the clock. You are the subject, isn't it? And all objects, whenever you see, get the knowledge, they are different, you are different, no problem. But when come to Brahman knowledge, Brahman is different from me. For that sake, knowledge sake, I need not come to class. I know already Brahman is different from me. I have come here to know I am Brahman. Now, Upanishad has to carefully teach. If Upanishad serves as a pramanam, like our ears, eyes and all, and Brahman will sit as prameyam. And we will sit as pramata, dvaitam. Upanishad has not come to teach dvaitam. Upanishad has come to teach advaitam. So, Brahman is not as an object. Upanishad has to teach. How to teach, you tell me. Any pramanam, teaching to pramata, about what it is teaching will be an object only, all the time. Now Upanishad has to teach. Kuramal kuri, sollamal solli, puriyamal purinji. Therefore, gaunam, gaunataya, Upanishad gets the pramanam status. Really we cannot say Upanishad is pramanam. If you say pramanam, it is always showing a prameyam to the pramata. If you give real status, pramana status to Upanishad, that Brahman will become prameyam. This person, fellow jiva, will become pramata. Pramata, prameyam, divide, divide, divide all the time. So Upanishad has to teach carefully, very carefully, churasya dhara nishita duratyaya. எப்படி சொல்லணும் உபனிஷத்து? This is Brahman, உபனிஷத்து cannot reveal. If உபனிஷத் says this is Brahman, may you understand உபனிஷத் come in the object field. If it comes in object field, whole purpose is failed. Dvaitam. Then உபனிஷத் has to teach what, you know, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman. Never, Upanishad never say, this is Brahman, may you understand. No. Neti neti iti vachanair nigama avochu. This is not Brahman, this is not Brahman. How na? Upanishad says, what is this body? This is not Brahman. Mind? This is not Brahman. Sense organs? They are not Brahman. This entire universe, whatever you are seeing, is not Brahman. Because body is an object, mind is an object, emotions are objects, all objects are all, outside world is object. Therefore, whatever you see, whatever you experience is not Brahman. Then who is Brahman? After negating everything, the unnegatable negator is Brahman. After negating everything, go on, negate. Negate, 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 negate. This is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, that is not Brahman, this is not Brahman. Then what? Who is Brahman? When you stop, this is not, it ends. What remains? The negator remains. The negator remains. The negator cannot be negated. The negator whom I am negating everything. Negate, negate, negate. This is not Brahman, this is not Brahman. Nayiti, nayiti. Neti, neti. Nayiti, Brahma. Nayiti, nayiti, nayiti. Brihadaranyakopanishad. Maitreyi Brahmanam. This is not, this is not, this is not, this is not. Then who is Brahman? This is not, this is not. Who is telling? That person is Brahman. So everyone has to, the pramata has to negate everything, pramata remain. Subject alone is Brahman. Don't look Brahman for Brahman's sake outside. I want to get Brahma darshanam. Whatever you get darshanam, it comes under object. That you cannot be that Brahman. Why? You are the subject. If you become Brahman, you become object. Then who is the subject? Who is the subject? If subject become an object, if you take Brahman as an object, I merge with Brahman who is an object. And the subject gone. You cannot merge like that. Because subject can never become an object. Object can never become a subject. Therefore, subject is subject, object is object. Instrument is instrument. So, Shastra is a Kuramal Kuri. Brahman is like this, Brahman is like this. Shastra never teach Brahman as an object. Negate, negate, not this, not this. After negating everything, Panchakosha Vilakshana Sakshi Chaitanyam Brahma. Don't look at your body. Mano buddhi ahankara cittani naham nacha srotra jimhe nacha gra. Na is coming now. That netida. And the nirvana shatkam. Mano buddhi ahankara cittani na ahamu. That nakara is this nakara. Naiti naiti. Shankaracharya wrote nirvana shatkam keeping this mantra. Neti neti. Understand? Nacha vyoma bhuvir na tejona vayuhu. I am not this sthula shariram, sukshma shariram. Therefore, I am free from punya, papa, mantra, tirtha, everything. Dharma, adharma, I am beyond. I am means who? Higher I or lower I? Higher I. I am, and don't come again vachyartha. If you come to vachyartha, kuttu kediko. Vachartha I standpoint, if you listen, you always abdirpan. You can never understand. Therefore, when Guru is talking, you have to walk just. Swamiji gives one example. When two persons are walking, wife and husband, purpose, going for a walk. They are walking, he is talking, he thought he is listening. This lady, after walking some time, she sits or chinna ila ukkarva in dhamma. Or patient day for her. Who leda a illa pinnadi. Enna sir paath angindu ukkarva. Adhi madri, sometimes, on scooter also it really happens. He was start pannu aru. Husband, scooter. He thought she sat already. And dhamma already gundu. She takes time to sit. By that time, because of scooter sound, he thought she sat behind. But she is standing there. And he is going. Then he is going to look at the meat. He is going to Guru is talking. Why I am giving this example? Guru is talking from a higher standpoint, higher eye standpoint. Shishya also should listen from higher eye standpoint. Don't connect to lower eye. I am in problem if you connect like this. I have to pity of myself. I have to pity of myself. If you, when I am talking from higher standpoint, higher eye standpoint, you listen from lower eye standpoint, ahankara, wife, husband, I am mutti vali, mudugu vali, ukkarnana, and irundende irukko. At body level, it is bound to be there. In spite of that, I am pure awareness. Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am. Like that I have to listen. That is what going along with the teacher. Going along with, not going along with the teacher means that standpoint, order of reality. From which standpoint, which order of reality Guru is talking, I also have to listen that standpoint only. Then Guru's teaching and my listening tally nicely. Smoothly you can understand, yes, aham brahma asmi. Shastra works.
then Shastra works, I can say, yes, Shastra is giving the truth. Eppadi? Neti neti iti vachanai. Look into the shloka. Pratishedhum ashakyatvat neti neti iti sheshitam. This negator cannot be negated. Sheshitam means remainder, not reminder. Spelling correct about Kongo. Remainder. After negating everything, sheshitam. After neti neti iti, not this, not this. After saying everything, not this, not this. Whatever is, whoever is telling, not this, not this, the negator, pratishedhum ashakyam. This negator cannot be negated. Pratishedhum means negatable. Ashakya means not possible. It is not possible to negate the negator. To negate the negator, someone negator must be there. Is it not? So, negator of everything cannot be negated. That is the meaning. Pratishedhum ashakyam. What? Seshitam. Seshitam means what? Negator. The negator of negator of world, negating body, mind, world, everything, this negator pratishedhum ashakyam. It negator cannot be negatable. Then idam na aham, idam na aham iti artha. Artha means sakshat aparokshataya pratipadyate. Sishya janati. Pratipadyate means janati. Pratipad dhatu. He attains that knowledge. Pratipadyate. Sishya, you have to supply. Sishyaha pratipadyate. What? Artha. Artha. Na aham, na ahamiti. The one who says, I am not this, I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. I, the Brahman, am not this, not this, not this. Attha, this is called Sakshat Jnanam. Sakshat means Aparoksha Jnanam. Attha means Sakshat. Sakshat means Aparoksha Jnanam. This is direct knowledge. Aparoksha Jnanam. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.